Moving on to one of our other top stories, IS militants claimed responsibility for the Friday the 13th attacks in Paris. In response, world leaders have said they want to fight Islamic State not just with military force, but also on a financial level. It's an extremely tricky situation, given what Russian President Vladimir Putin told the group of 20 leading economies yesterday, or rather what he didn't say. Without disclosing names, he said funding for IS comes from sources in about 40 countries, including several members of the G20. The militants also generate their own cash, but then they have to buy all their equipment from someone.
Kurdish troops captured these weapons and vehicles belonging to the Islamic State. IS apparently acquired American and Japanese pickup trucks the old-fashioned way, by paying for them in cash. An estimated 40% of the money comes from oil and gas fields captured by IS. This propaganda video shows the takeover of a natural gas plant in Syria. IS is said to earn some $1 million a day selling oil. The G20 wants to cut off this source of revenue, but the oil passes through middlemen and other countries and is hard to track. Experts suspect even G20 member Turkey might be a buyer. In addition, IS has formed a kind of state within a state in Syria and Iraq. It has created its own currency and even collects taxes.
So the Islamic State imposes roughly a 20% tax on all economic activity. Now that includes everything from agriculture to electricity production, mobile phone networks, internet. So cracking down on that would be very difficult. And if you did, it's likely to have a very significant impact on the local population, which might actually be counterproductive.
Locals who live near archaeological sites under IS control help sell those looted artifacts that aren't destroyed, another source of revenue for the Islamic State. But money also arrives from Europe in the form of donations from radical Muslim supporters. Western intelligence sources say that until recently, funding had been coming for years from countries such as Qatar and even Saudi Arabia, which is also a G20 member. Private donations are believed to continue, but now the G20 wants to end all outside financing, find and freeze IS accounts around the world.